From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro are expected to have a discussion on Saturday at the Summit of the Americas in Panama. U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes told reporters in Panama City Friday that the two leaders would meet for informal talks on the sidelines of the summit. He said details of the meeting are still being worked out. Referring to a telephone conversation Wednesday between the two leaders, Rhodes said that Mr. Obama and Mr. Castro reviewed efforts to fully restore diplomatic relations, but that there are still differences remaining between them.
They were able to review the status of our efforts to, complete the work of establishing those formal diplomatic relations, and also what the various issues were that were going to be addressed here at the summit.
Rhodes said that President Obama recognizes Cuban civil society still faces harassment, but believes that a policy of engaging the Cuban government can have a positive effect. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit Yemen for a 16th straight day on Friday, targeting weapons storage sites used by Shiite Houthi rebels in the capital Sana'a. Witnesses say the strikes hit the defense ministry and other facilities, including a military camp believed to be controlled by rebel forces loyal to former Yemeni president Ali Abdullah Saleh. The rebels control Sana'a and are seeking to capture Yemen's main southern city, Aden, as they battle forces supporting the country's internationally backed president, Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, who recently fled Yemen. This is VOA News. A Pakistani court has freed on bail a man who allegedly masterminded the 2008 attacks on the Indian port city of Mumbai that killed 166 people. As VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad, India has denounced the release.
Zakir Rahman luckily walked out of court Friday amidst clicks of cameras and shouts by photographers for people to move out of their way. He was flanked by police as his supporters waited anxiously outside. Luckily raised his hand in triumph and they shouted. Pakistan's government has been trying to keep him behind bars under different pretexts ever since he was first granted bail in the Mumbai attack case in December of last year. Lakhvi had been in jail since 2009 when he was first arrested for his alleged involvement in the Mumbai attacks. He's suspected to be the operations manager of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the banned outfit that is blamed for the carnage. Six others are still in jail. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
At least 16 people were killed and several others wounded in separate bombing attacks in Afghanistan Friday. In one attack, a suicide bomber killed four civilians when he targeted a U.S. convoy. The Afghan Interior Ministry reported another car bombing against a NATO convoy in Kabul. The Taliban claimed responsibility for both attacks. Also Friday, roadside explosives killed at least 12 people. All the victims, including women and children, were members of the same family, according to a provincial spokesman. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said in South Korea on Friday that the U.S. military is preparing to deploy new weapons in the region, including stealth bombers and different classes of naval vessels.
So we're investing in advanced capabilities to make sure that our top new investments are tailored to this dynamic security environment and can play a role in assuring security here.
After meeting with his South Korean counterpart, Carter told a joint news conference that the United States is not ready to discuss deployment of an advanced missile defense system. North Korea recently launched several short-range missiles into the sea off its west coast. It last fired four missiles in a similar test last Friday. And U.S. media reports say that former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton will on Sunday formally announce her intention to run for the presidential nomination in the 2016 election. It will be Clinton's second presidential bid after her failed effort in 2008 when Barack Obama won the Democratic Party's nomination on his way to becoming president. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.